1. Space Levels of the Master Universe. The universe of universes is not an infinite plane, a boundless cube, nor a limitless circle. It certainly has dimensions. The laws of physical organization and administration prove conclusively that the whole vast aggregation of force, energy, and matter power functions ultimately as a space unit, as an organized and coordinated whole. The observable behavior of the material creation constitutes evidence of a physical universe of definite limits. The final proof of both a circular and delimited universe is afforded by the, to us, well-known fact that all forms of basic energy ever swing around the curved path of the space levels of the Master Universe in obedience to the incessant and absolute pull of Paradise gravity. The successive space levels of the Master Universe constitute the major divisions of pervaded space, total creation, organized and partially inhabited, or yet to be organized and inhabited. If the Master Universe were not a series of elliptical space levels of lessened resistance to motion, alternating with zones of relative quiescence, we conceive that some of the cosmic energies would be observed to shoot off at an infinite range, off on a straight-line path into trackless space. But we never find force, energy, or matter thus behaving. Ever they whirl, always swinging onward in the tracks of the great space circuits. Proceeding outward from Paradise through the horizontal extension of pervaded space, the Master Universe is existent in 6 concentric ellipses, the space levels encircling the central aisle. 1. The Central Universe, Havona. 2. The 7 Superuniverses. 3. The First Outer Space Level. 4. The Second Outer Space Level. 5. The Third Outer Space Level. 6. The fourth and outermost space level. Havona, the central universe, is not a time creation. It is an eternal existence. This never-beginning, never-ending universe consists of 1 billion spheres of sublime perfection and is surrounded by the enormous dark gravity bodies. At the center of Havona is the stationary and absolutely stabilized Isle of Paradise, surrounded by its 21 satellites. Owing to the enormous encircling masses of the dark gravity bodies about the fringe of the central universe, the mass content of the central creation is far in excess of the total known mass of all 7 sectors of the grand universe. The Paradise-Havona system, the eternal universe encircling the eternal isle, constitutes the perfect and eternal nucleus of the Master Universe. All 7 of the superuniverses and all regions of outer space revolve in established orbits around the gigantic central aggregation of the Paradise satellites and the Havona spheres. The 7 superuniverses are not primary physical organizations. Nowhere do their boundaries divide a nebular family. Neither do they cross a local universe, a prime creative unit. Each superuniverse is simply a geographic space clustering of approximately 1/7 of the organized and partially inhabited post-Havona creation, and each is about equal in the number of local universes embraced and in the space encompassed. Nebadon, your local universe, is one of the newer creations in Orvontan, the 7th superuniverse. The grand universe is the present organized and inhabited creation. It consists of the 7 superuniverses, with an aggregate evolutionary potential of around 7 trillion inhabited planets, not to mention the eternal spheres of the central creation. But this tentative estimate takes no account of architectural administrative spheres, neither does it include the outlying groups of unorganized universes. The present ragged edge of the grand universe, its uneven and unfinished periphery, together with the tremendously unsettled condition of the whole astronomical plot, suggests to our star students that even the 7th superuniverses are, as yet, uncompleted. As we move from within, from the divine center outward in any one direction, we do eventually come to the outer limits of the organized and inhabited creation. We come to the outer limits of the grand universe. And it is near this outer border, in a far-off corner of such a magnificent creation, that your local universe has its eventful existence. The Outer Space Levels. Far out in space, at an enormous distance from the 7 inhabited superuniverses, there are assembling vast and unbelievably stupendous circuits of force and materializing energies. Between the energy circuits of the 7 superuniverses and this gigantic outer belt of force activity, there is a space zone of comparative quiet, which varies in width but averages about 400,000 light years. These space zones are free from stardust, cosmic fog. Our students of these phenomena are in doubt as to the exact status of the space forces existing in this zone of relative quiet which encircles the 7 superuniverses. But about 500,000 light years beyond the periphery of the present grand universe, we observe the beginnings of a zone of an unbelievable energy action, which increases in volume and intensity for over 25,000,000 light years. These tremendous wheels of energizing forces are situated in the first outer space level, a continuous belt of cosmic activity encircling the whole of the known, organized, and inhabited creation. Still greater activities are taking place beyond these regions, for the Eversa physicists have detected early evidence of force manifestations more than 50,000,000 light years beyond the outermost ranges of the phenomena in the first outer space level. These activities undoubtedly presage the organization of the material creations of the second outer space level of the Master Universe. The central universe is the creation of eternity. The 7 superuniverses are the creations of time. The 4 outer space levels are undoubtedly destined to eventuate evolve the ultimacy of creation. And there are those who maintain that the infinite can never attain full expression short of infinity, and therefore do they postulate an additional and unrevealed creation beyond the 4th and outermost space level, a possible, ever-expanding, never-ending universe of infinity. In theory, we do not know how to limit either the infinity of the Creator or the potential infinity of creation, but as it exists and is administered, we regard the Master Universe as having limitations, as being definitely delimited and bounded on its outer margins by open space.